Jazz should never get too serious. Yes, it's America's homegrown art form, and yes, it's worthy of as much respect as any other form of creative expression. But if it gets too starchy, something important can get lost. That something is joy and freedom and even laughter. Just because it's art doesn't mean it can't be fun. And that's the spirit singer Dana Land brings to her performances. She's bringing her new show to our Atherton studio this weekend, and the title, Tropicabana, a musical romp through the tropics, should give you a hint. She's with us this morning. Good morning, Dana.
Good morning, Chris. Well, that was well said. Thank you.
Well, it's accurate, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Your spirit is one of kind of a happiness that can't be suppressed. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Why suppress it, right?
Well, it's something I think we all need a little more of, right?
Sure. You know, as a performer, I feel a responsibility to really engage the audience and give them a good time, bring them up and out of the doldrums and transcend them for even if it's for a few hours.
You know, the jazz scene has gotten kind of serious in the last couple of decades, to my way of looking at it anyway.
Yeah.
And this is party music created by people like Louis Armstrong. Talk about somebody whose joy could not be suppressed.
Oh, yes. And Cab Calloway.
Yeah.
And Duke and
Dizzy.
Count Basie and Dizzy. Oh, there were so many great, not only musicians, but performers back in the day. And
Fats Waller.
Yeah.
The fact that they made people happy, it didn't diminish them as artists to my ears.
No, I'm sure that it brought them much more popularity because of it. Yeah.
And the fact that you reach people is not, that doesn't diminish your art either, does it?
Oh, no. I think that should be part of the art. I mean, all art to me is a form of communication. And for performers who are, you know, engaging with an audience, you know, I mean, why take them down to a deep place that's going to, you know, create misemotion or, you know, I mean, why? I don't know.
I don't either. But, you know, it's originally art was about freeing up music expression.
Yeah.
And our sort of freeing up who got to be a musician.
Right.
You know, that is very, something very democratic about it.
Right.
Is that what drew you to the music?
I think what drew me to the music was the improvisational form and the swing of jazz.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I realized there was a challenge there. If to be a really good performer, you had to be in the moment, feeling free enough to improvise.
Yeah,
you know,
take some risks, right?
It does, absolutely. You got to put yourself on the line and just go for it, knowing that you're probably going to throw out a few clams along the way. But the more you do it, the better you get at it, and the more enjoyable it becomes. And the interaction, not only with the band but also with the audience, was the thing that sort of drew me. Is that I had this ability to engage an audience and for everybody to have a good time.
Let's, before we run out of time, let's play a little sample of your new CD.
Okay, and this will be a tune that will be in the show on Saturday night.
Here we go.
Now the king of the swingers, the jungle VIP, I've reached the top, had to stop, and that's what's bothering me. I want to be a man, you see, and stroll right into town and be just like the other men. I'm tired of monkeying around.
Dana, I can just see the conga line forming around that song.
You know, that was a tune that was recorded by Louis Prima for the Disney movie Jungle Book.
Oh, no kidding.
And you can actually go on YouTube and see him with his little conga line of musicians, and they kind of, you know, move around, and it's just a great tune. And that's actually a tune that we take into the schools when we do our jazz presentations for kids.
Oh, I bet.
And I've been working with the Kailua Elks Lodge, taking jazz presentations into the summer fun programs in Kahuku, Aikahi, and Kailua over this past summer. And
you know, those kids are going to love it.
Oh, I mean, you know, well, it's all about doing engaging, appealing music that the kids are really going to, you know, get a kick
out of. You've got the touch, Dana. Thanks so much for coming in.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Chris.
Dana Land will perform her new show, Tropicabana, a musical romp through the tropics, Saturday evening in our Atherton Performing Arts Studio. And you can get details at hpr2.org.
Hop in the old jalopy and head for the malted shop, where all of those cats join in. Down go my last two bits, comes up